Chapter 6.
And it happened that, when humankind began to multiply on the face of the ground, daughters were born to them. Then the sons of Elohim saw the daughters of humankind, that they were beautiful. And they took for themselves wives from all that they chose. And Yahweh said, My spirit shall not abide with humankind forever, and that he is also flesh. And his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were upon the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of Elohim went into the daughters of humankind, and they bore children to them. And Yahweh saw that the evil of humankind was great upon the earth, and every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was always only evil. And Yahweh regretted that he had made humankind on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy humankind whom I created from upon the face of the earth, from humankind, to animals, to creeping things, and to the birds of heaven, for I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of Yahweh. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, without defect in his generations. Noah walked with Elohim. And Noah fathered 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth was corrupted before Elohim, and the earth was filled with violence. And Elohim saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth.
And Elohim said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth was filled with violence because of them. Now, look, I am going to destroy them along with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of cypress wood. You must make the ark with rooms, then you must cover it with pitch, inside and outside, and this is how you must make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Its width, 50 cubits. Its height, 30 cubits. You must make a roof for the ark, and finish it to a cubit above. And as for the door of the ark, you must put it in its side. You must make it with a lower, second, and a third deck. And I, behold, I am about to bring the flood waters over the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life from under the heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall perish. And I will establish my covenant with you, and you must go into the ark, you, and your sons, and your wife, and the wives of your sons with you, and of every living thing, from all flesh, you must bring 2 from every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, from the birds according to their kind, and from the animals according to their kind. From every creeping thing on the ground according to its kind, 2 from every kind shall come to you to keep them alive. And as for you, take for yourself from every kind of food that is eaten, and you must gather it to yourself, and it shall be for you and for them for food.
And Noah did according to all that Elohim commanded him, thus he did.
Chapter 7.
Then Yahweh said to Noah, Go you and all your household into the ark, for I have seen you are righteous before me in this generation. From all the clean animals you must take for yourself 7 pairs, a male and its mate. And from the animals that are not clean you must take 2, a male and its mate, as well as from the birds of heaven 7 pairs, male and female, to keep their kind alive on the face of the earth. For within 7 days I will send rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And I will blot out all the living creatures that I have made from upon the face of the ground. And Noah did according to all that Yahweh commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came upon the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife, and the wives of his sons with him, went into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean animals, and of animals which are not clean, and of the birds, and everything that creeps upon the ground, 2 of each went to Noah, into the ark, male and female, as Elohim had commanded Noah. And it happened that after 7 days the waters of the flood came over the earth. In the 600th year of the life of Noah, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day all the springs of the great deep were split open, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain came upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On this same day, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and the wife of Noah and the three wives of his sons with them, went into the ark, they and all the living creatures according to their kind, and all the domesticated animals according to their kind, and all the creatures that creep upon the earth according to their kind, all the birds according to their kind, every winged creature. And they came to Noah to the ark, two of each, from every living thing in which was the breath of life. And those that came, male and female, of every living thing, came as Elohim had commanded him. And Yahweh shut the door behind him. And the flood came 40 days and 40 nights upon the earth. And the waters increased, and lifted the ark, and it rose up from the earth. And the waters prevailed and increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the surface of the waters. And the waters prevailed overwhelmingly upon the earth, and they covered all the high mountains which were under the entire heaven. The waters swelled 15 cubits above the mountains, covering them. And every living thing that moved on the earth perished, the birds, and the domesticated animals, and the wild animals, and everything that swarmed on the earth, and all humankind. Everything in whose nostrils was the breath of life, among all that was on dry land, died. And he blotted out every living thing upon the surface of the ground, from humankind, to animals, to creeping things, and to the birds of heaven, they were blotted out from the earth. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained. And the waters prevailed over the earth 150 days.
Chapter 8.
And Elohim remembered Noah and all the wild animals, and all the domesticated animals that were with him in the ark. And Elohim caused a wind to blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. And the fountains of the deep and the windows of the heavens were closed, and the rain from the heavens was restrained. And the waters receded from the earth gradually, and the waters abated at the end of 150 days. And the ark came to rest in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Aaron. And the waters continued to recede to the 10th month, in the 10th month, on the 1st of the month, the tops of the mountains appeared. And it happened that at the end of 40 days Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made. And he sent out a raven, it went to and fro until the waters were dried up from upon the earth. And he sent out a dove to see whether the waters had subsided from upon the ground. But the dove did not find a resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned to him into the ark, for the waters were still on the face of the earth. And he stretched out his hand and took her, and brought her to himself into the ark. And he waited another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove from the ark. And the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly picked olive tree leaf was in her mouth. And Noah knew that the waters had subsided from upon the earth. And he waited 7 more days, and he sent out the dove. But it did not return again to him. And it happened that, in the 601st year, in the 1st month, on the 1st day of the month, the waters dried up from upon the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked. And behold, the face of the ground was dried up. And in the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. And Elohim spoke to Noah, saying, Go out from the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you all the living things which are with you, from all the living creatures, birds, and animals, and everything that creeps on the earth, and let them swarm on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. So Noah went out, with his sons and his wife, and the wives of his sons with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, and every bird, and everything that moves upon the earth, according to its families, went out from the ark.
And Noah built an altar to Yahweh, and he took from all the clean animals and from all the clean birds, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And Yahweh smelled the soothing fragrance, and Yahweh said to himself, "Never again will I curse the ground for the sake of humankind, because the inclination of the heart of humankind is evil from his youth. Nor will I ever again destroy all life as I have done."
As long as the earth endures, seed and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will not cease.
Chapter 9.
And Elohim blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth. And fear of you and dread of you shall be upon every animal of the earth, and on every bird of heaven, and on everything that moves upon the ground, and on all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they shall be given. Every moving thing that lives shall be for you as food. As I gave the green plants to you, I have now given you everything. Only you shall not eat raw flesh with blood in it. And your lifeblood I will require, from every animal I will require it. And from the hand of humankind, from the hand of each man to his brother I will require the life of humankind. As for the one shedding the blood of humankind, by humankind his blood shall be shed, for Elohim made humankind in his own image. And you, be fruitful and multiply, swarm on the earth and multiply in it." And Elohim said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, behold, I am establishing my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and every animal of the earth with you, from all that came out of the ark to all the animals of the earth. I am establishing my covenant with you, that never again will all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, nor will there ever be a flood that destroys the earth." And Elohim said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I am making between me and you, and between every living creature that is with you for future generations. My vow I have set in the clouds, and it shall be for a sign of the covenant between me and between the earth. And when I make clouds appear over the earth, the vow shall be seen in the clouds. Then I will remember my covenant that is between me and you, and between every living creature, with all flesh. And the waters of a flood will never again cause the destruction of all flesh. The vow shall be in the clouds, and I will see it, so as to remember the everlasting covenant between Elohim and between every living creature, with all flesh that is upon the earth." And Elohim said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I am establishing between me and all flesh that is upon the earth." Now the sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was populated. And Noah began to be a man of the ground, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank some of the wine and became drunk, and he exposed himself in the midst of his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and he told his two brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a garment, and the two of them put it on their shoulders and, walking backward, they covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were turned backward, so that they did not see the nakedness of their father. Then Noah awoke from his drunkenness, and he knew what his youngest son had done to him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a slave of slaves he shall be to his brothers." Then he said, "Blessed be Yahweh, the Elohim of Shem, and let Canaan be a slave to them. May Elohim make space for Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be a slave for him." And Noah lived 350 years after the flood. And all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.
Chapter 10. This chapter contains genealogy. Please refer to text file.